Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good morning. Well, Indians are getting faster. Manjeet Singh won India's first 800-meter gold since 1982 Asian Games. And now we move to the other Singh, Atishi Marlena. Well, we didn't see a Singh either, but apparently it is hidden just like AAP's ideological moorings. So Atishi Marlena, the woman behind the success of Delhi government schools, an AAP leader who has been declared the party's candidate in the 2019 Lok Sabha election from East Delhi constituency, has dropped her Christian-sounding last name, Marlena, from her Twitter handle and AAP website, apparently to dodge attacks from the BJP, which had started a whisper campaign saying she was a Christian and a foreigner. However, AAP has refuted the reports that the party had forced her to drop her last name, saying Marlena was a given name while her actual surname was Singh. It doesn't get more non-Christian and Indian than that, I suppose. It is 29th day of August 2018, and we start by looking at the biggest whisper campaign that has led to an unprecedented arrest of human rights activists, lawyer, poet, management professor, and a priest. Well, an ordinary man claiming to be an extraordinary filmmaker and a social scientist apparently goes by the name of Vivek Agnihotri, released a book called Urban Naxalites recently, amidst much celebration, thereby legitimizing the whisper campaign that was voiced and repeated to give birth to the term and let loose a vicious propaganda. But on to the war against intellect. Simultaneous raids targeted the residences of prominent Telugu poet Varavara Rao in Hyderabad, activist Vernon Gonzalez and Arun Ferreira in Mumbai, trade union activist Sudha Bhardwaj in Faridabad and civil liberties activist Gautam Navlakha in New Delhi. The raids, which were carried out as part of a probe into the violence at Maharashtra's Koregaon Bhima village, was allegedly triggered by Elgar Parishad event in Pune on December 31st last year. The events preceded the violence at Bhima Koregaon near Pune the next day, when thousands of Dalits had gathered to observe the 200th anniversary of a battle between Peshwas and the British. One person had died and four others were injured amid widespread stone pelting by unidentified people. Two right-wing Hindu leaders, Milind Ekbote and Sambhaji Bide, were charged for the violence. Ekbote is currently out on bail, while Bide has not yet been arrested. Historian Ramchandra Guha tweeted that Sudha Bhardwaj is as far from violence and illegality as Amit Shah is close to those things. Well, the Pune police said the arrest of five activists in raids across the country on Tuesday was part of a larger probe into banned outfits, even as Delhi High Court stayed the arrest of Navlakha, as the police could not answer a simple question by the court, what were the specific charges against him? And as per Deccan Chronicle today, security officials said that the arrests were a part of Maoist plans to assassinate PM Narendra Modi, Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh. But this is as manufactured as love jihad and a lame resort to cook up an enemy. As the saying in Sanskrit goes, Vinash kare vipreet buddhi, when one's end is near, one starts thinking unintelligently. If the state is serious in curbing internal violence, it would be good if it also turns its eyes to the gravity of the Sanatan Sanstha conspiracy to carry out serial bomb attacks on Eid and Ganesh Chaturthi. The same Sanstha which was involved in the murder of Gauri Lankesh as per the ongoing investigations by Karnataka police. While the government turns away from Sanatan Sanstha, which not only had links in killing rationalists and journalists, but also, as per newspapers today, wanted to bomb the popular Sunburn Music Festival. While it goes ahead and arrests these priests, poets, lawyers, professors, it's not that the only one eye of the government is shut. When justice goes blind, it goes blind in both eyes. One of the accused, Bhide, the man who believes that mangoes from his orchard can make childless couple birth boys, has been seen hobnobbing with the ministers, is conveniently roaming around. And on to the model that is being replicated across India, obviously the Gujarat model. The Gujarat cadre IPS officer Rajneesh Rai, who had probed the Sarabuddin Sheikh encounter and arrested several state police officers, has resigned from service, according to the sources in the Union Home Ministry. Rai was shunted out of Gujarat soon after Narendra Modi took over as Prime Minister in May 2014. He was hounded and was shunted out apparently in arresting several Gujarat cadre police officers, including Vanzara, in connection with the controversial Sarabuddin encounter, according to an IPS officer who told the Telegraph, which was attached to the ministry. Rai had moved the Central Administrative Tribunal challenging his transfer to Jharkhand and alleged that it was because of his investigations into the Sarabuddin case. So now it will be interesting to see what will happen to the judge who challenged the regime and the system. As the current Chief Justice of India, Deepak Mishra, will be retiring on the 2nd of October, and Justice Gogoi is in line to be the next Chief Justice. Traditionally, the CJI recommends the name of a successor to the Law Ministry a month before retirement, and this is usually the second senior most judge of the Supreme Court. But this is an unusual judge we are talking about. Justice Gogoi was one of the four judges who in January went public in a move unprecedented in Supreme Court history and said they had issues with the way in which the CJI, Deepak Mishra, was allocating cases and running the court. Justice Mishra is expected to send the recommendation by 2nd of September, exactly a month before he retires. And now to international news, where Donald Trump too is waging war against intelligence, well, algorithms to be exact. US President Donald Trump has warned Google, Twitter, and Facebook that they are trading on troubled territory amid a row over perceived bias. He said they had to be very careful after earlier accusing Google of rigging the search results for the phrase Trump News. Google of prioritizing negative news stories from what he described as a national left-wing media. It sounds familiar? Trump might as well call Google an urban Naxalite. Google, however, said that its search engine set no political agenda and was not biased towards any political ideology. And on to the French president, who was in it for a shock as he ignored the voices, in this case that of his popular environment minister Nicolas Hulot, who resigned live on radio, that too without informing the president. Nicolas said he had to give it up because he felt alone and the government was doing nothing about the environment. In other news involving the French and the British, they were at war over scallops. No, literally, their fishermen were fighting. French fishermen have been accused of throwing insults, rocks, and smoke bombs at the British rivals in the English Channel when around 40 French boats gathered overnight on Monday in protest against so-called British pillaging. Some boats were damaged in the skirmish, while three suffering holes. Footage from France 3 Normandy showed the British couldn't match the local armada for numbers, with about 5 boats to 35 French vessels. They were ultimately scalloped away. And before we leave you, hope your day is as interesting as that of some of the New Yorkers yesterday. Well, productivity came to a halt across New York City offices on Tuesday as hordes of people eagerly followed the removal of 20,000 bees from a hot dog stand. The bees had swarmed the hot dog stand a block south of Times Square around 1 p.m. streaming live on Reuters live stream. We'll be back tomorrow with more buzz. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from TakeApart.in.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.